Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And a good Saturday morning to you. And, well, you know, we finally got the end of summer in sight. I can see it on the horizon. Actually, the hunting season's here, at least for dove hunters, and next weekend it'll be here for the teal hunters. We also have some changing patterns in both salt and freshwater fishing, and we're going to talk to our field reporters to help you find and catch those Indian summer fish. It's also time for what's called lake turnover. Seeing some cases of it, are you familiar with this phenomenon? Do you know how to deal with it? Well, we're going to talk to Captain Josh Sykes with Bent Rods Guide Service up at Toledo Bend, where they're dealing with it right now. And, of course, as always, if you've had a successful fishing or hunting trip this week, we'd love to include that message along with your comments or your questions with the reports we get from our professional captains and marina operators. You can do it by texting your message real time here to the studio at 504-260-1870. Are you a regular fisherman of the Atchafalaya Basin, or maybe just an occasional fisherman? Well, it's one of the most popular freshwater fishing water bodies in the state of Louisiana. And this week, coming up, there's a public meeting that will be hosted by Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery biologists for a State of the Basin open discussion about the results from the public survey they sent out and what the current and future management and conservation programs of this very important and popular fishery will be, and you're invited. And I'll tell you when and where you can attend, and if you can't be there in person, well, you can thank me for suggesting to them, and I did it successfully, to make it available via Zoom, and you'll be able to do that, and I've got details on how you can set that up for you. And I mentioned, you know, the dove season opened last weekend. How was your trip if you went? Well, it wasn't very nice for some hunters, especially 32 Louisiana hunters who ended up with citations for a variety of violations. They will be discussed on our Bad Boy of the Outdoors segment. If you headed out today, boy, good-looking morning out there. Got some northeast winds, both offshore and inshore. About 8 to 15 offshore, 1 to 2-foot seas on the interior lakes and bays. They'll be a little bit lighter, about 6 to 12. Tomorrow, those winds at some point will switch a little bit more directly east, 10 to 18 offshore, 2 to 3-foot seas. And on the interior lakes and bays, you got an east wind, 8 to 15. Good tide range, 1.6, full average tide moving around. Mississippi River stage is dangling around that 3-foot mark. And, boy, that's low. Maybe we'll get an official saltwater surge, and we'll talk to Captain Ryan Lambert a little bit later about that. Looking at the radar this morning, very little out there. There's a couple of light showers on the west side of the backside of the Chandelier Islands. Then probably off of Grand Isle, maybe Fouchon, offshore. There's a little bit of a shower there. And then out by Vermilion Bay, south of New Iberia, Abbeville area. But other than that, it's crystal clear, nothing out there, looking good. Going to be hot temperatures, but doesn't feel quite as bad because we don't have as much sunlight. It's not as direct as it is during the direct summer months. And actually, we've got a little bit lower humidity. So it's a good-looking Saturday morning. If you're going to be getting out there, we're going to try to get you ready for it. So thank you for tuning in this Saturday morning. And we'll be back in just a minute to talk to Robbie Campo, get your full St. Bernard Parish fishing report, find out a bait availability, and anything else you need to know if you're headed down there to what they call the parish. Back with Robbie Campo after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Radio Network. And while we check in the shrimp box at Campo's Marina, we're also going to get a fishing report for you from Robbie Campo. Good morning, Robbie. How did the week go, and what's the weekend looking like?
Well, Don, I'll tell you, this week was fairly windy. It was a northeast wind for the most of the week. Kept the water up a little bit, which made red fishing pretty good up in the Biloxi Marsh and over and on the south side of Mr. Go going down towards Delacroix, and going west of Delacroix towards the river. Did very well with redfish this week. Speckled trout fishing, not so much. It was, you know, catching, Don, it's not that they're not catching trout. They are catching trout. They're just undersized. There's hardly any 13-inch fish in these inside waters. It is a lot of, you know, catching and releasing. So, we talked about this last week, and it's the same thing this week. Nothing has really changed. They did pick up a few trout yesterday around that Point Chico area, going towards that Comfort Island and north over the Oyster Reefs, but you know, and the blind hog gets the acorn once in a while. We have a few guys who caught just a couple trout yesterday, but for the most part, it's not like it is in the spring when everybody could go to Long Rocks and just, you know, limit out. It's been tough for trout, but very easy for redfish. And, you know, that's just the way it is. I mean, it's this time of the year. You know, I had a gentleman ask me this morning already, hey, when's the transition happening? I said, well, your transition is happening now. So it's in the process. It's in the makings. It's happening right as you speak. And, you know, so water temperatures need to come down a little bit. Water temperatures are still up in the 80s. Water temperatures coming down, you know, in the low 80s, but it needs to come down. When it gets, when the water temperature gets around that 70 degree mark, at you know, 72, we're going to start seeing some excellent fishing right here in this, right outside of the marina here. It's just not, everybody wants fall to be here, Don, including me, but it's just not here yet. So we still have to deal with a little bit of heat for a little while longer, and then, you know, it's gonna turn on. But on the flip side of that, our bait tanks are full, and if you're coming fishing today, and today's your day, and it always happens like this, the most of the times the week is calm, but this week was kind of windy, so we had to deal with winds. But hey, like I say, today is your day. Hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. Our bait tanks are full of bait. All we need is people to show up.
Robbie, a couple things before you go. You know, instead of just wearing out those 12 to 13-inch trout and risking killing them before they can reach legal size, sometimes white trout will save the day. Still got some white trout around there?
Don, plenty of white trout. That's not hard to catch. Over by the Hopedale Dam, on this side of the dam, there's plenty of white trout. And tell you what else they're catching is a lot of big, nice croakers. It's something that we haven't seen in probably, 20 years, like around here, 30 years is, you know, they're not bull croakers, but they're non 10 inch croakers. So they fit the description, but they just not. I remember bull croakers when I was a kid. They were like the size of, you know, juvenile redfish. You know, you remember that, Don? You remember those days fishing by the flares? But we haven't seen that in a long time. But they are some really nice, and this is what people call them, bull croakers. But it's not a bull croaker. A bull croaker is, you know, the size of a little redfish. But we have seen some nice croakers being caught, some nice white trout. So you can put you a box of fish together. What do you want? You know, everybody wants speckled trout, Don, and look, I get it. I get it. But the reality is, you know, if the wind's not going to let you get in the sound out there to get them, even a northeast wind, Long Rocks is messed up because that wind blows right down the channel, you know, so it blows and it keeps it and it makes it rough right there. Whether you're on the backside of the rocks or in the channel itself, it just stays rough. So, but the one thing it does do, it brings that water in so you can get up in places like Stump Lagoon and get in the back of Stump Lagoon, Muscle Bay, Pete's Lagoon, Cutoff, Brick Lagoon, Magnolia. You know, you could fish all these interior marshes, and boy, those redfish are so beautiful, Don. They're in that grass back there, and they look like pumpkins, man. They're beautiful. Yeah. So, you got options. Believe me, you got options.
Love them fall redfish, and you can mix it up with some white trout, throw some nice sized croakers in there, and you got you a good meal. One last question: blue wing sightings. How's that been? Any teal?
Starting to see a few. My son told me they saw some last week while they were shrimping. Not in the numbers that we saw last year. So, but they do see some around, but not, I'm not going to lie to you. Look, and I have people who teal hunt, and this is what they love to teal hunt. And they've been all over that marsh, and not many, Not many blue wing sightings up in the Biloxi Marsh. Now, I hear toward the river on the, you know, going behind that Delacro side.
Right.
You know, but up towards Scarsdale, they're seeing, you know, they're seeing some birds over that way, Don, but not, you know, not over on this north side. No, sir.
Yeah, I'm hearing the same thing. Lots of birds around Delacro, good, better feeding conditions there. But, hey, things change. You know, those things got wings, and overnight they can show up sometimes. So if somebody likes to get out there, what you got to lose? Bring your fishing pole, and after a quick morning, whether you score on the teal or not, get you some fish in the boat. Or take those shrimp home, those Campo shrimp, and fry them. They're pretty good, I hear.
Yeah, and they're pretty nice at this time of the year, too.
They are.
You know, shrimp are beautiful right now. So, yeah, well, like I said, hook the left and come and see us. We're waiting on you.
All right, Robbie. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll check in with you next week.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Robbie Campo. All right, you're up next with your text messages at 504-260-1870. Questions, comments, your reports. I'm getting a few in. We'll share those with our other listeners. And also, we're going to talk about Lake Turnover this morning. That's not a place called Lake Turnover. That's a phenomenon that happens this time of the year. And how should you deal with it? We'll be back to do all of that right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Radio Network. All right, we are your watchdog for the red snapper landings. You know, we have the red snapper watch, and the way this works is there is a quota that is set each year, and when they anticipate and project that that quota will be reached, that's when they shut the season down. Now, we have enjoyed this year a really good red snapper season. Been running 7 days a week, a daily bag limit of 4 fish per person, 16-inch minimum. That is going to continue for a while. The latest real-time landings data collection indicates that we have caught 788,014 pounds, which represents about 88% of our total catch of 894,955. So, I don't know, maybe this will last depending on how the catches go and how many boats go out and how well they do with the weather. Till maybe November 1st and a few days before whatever date they decide to close it down, they'll make the announcement and we'll announce it here on the show, and then it'll be off limits till next spring when we'll get a new allocation set. But for right now, we got about 12% of our total quota still to go before the end of the year. All right, let me get to some of your text messages. We have the Worm listening to us from Moab, Utah. Yeah, you know, we got that stream. If you go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, you can listen to the stream no matter where you are. We've got stations all across the Gulf Coast, but there's not one clear where you are. You're way out of range like that. You can pick us up there. And he said he did see a few deer up there. All right, we got the Backstrap Stacker checking in from Alabama. He's up at the camp this weekend, going to Tuscaloosa this morning. They're going to celebrate the Little Backstrap Stacker's 15th birthday. He's only got one more youth deer hunt left. Then he's got to hunt with the big boys. Well, then he's going back to the camp for a dove hunt. Y'all have a great day. How's the dove population look in Alabama this year? I haven't made my Alabama dove hunt this year. And over here where I hunt, man, it's been pretty slim pickings. All right, here's one that says this is Adam from Chack Bay. Was not able to go this past weekend, but he was able to go dove hunting on his day off Thursday. They got a two-man limit around a dirt pile with water around it. During these dry times, you got to look for the small ponds or ditches with water. Well, congratulations, Adam, pulling out around a little spot like that, a two-man limit. That's some pretty good shooting. All right, we got a Let's Get Ready to Rumble post from the Frog Lawyer. That means, yeah, the Redfish Rumble's going on. We get more of an update from Eric Mohabarak when we get to our paddler's report. And we got Wingbone listening to us over in Wilmer, Alabama, slowly working on a Wingbone call. Yeah, no Wingbone call should be made before it's time, Wingbone. Remember those wise words. All right, here's one that says, this is from my buddy Duckhead from Denham Springs. I listen to the show religiously, but usually don't get to catch the show live. I listen to the podcast, and when I do, I really wish they would include the call music. Louisiana Saturday night at the beginning of the show really gets me in the mood. Well, you know, listening to the podcast is different than listening to the live show. Live is always better, and it's a little bit of a shortened format on the podcast, but maybe they will be able to include the music. I'm not sure they can. I'll put a request in for it. But, hey, that's the price you pay for lost sleep, right? All right, here's an update. You know the flag, the big old American flag that waves and gives you direction and wind velocity when you get down to Burris and Plaquemines Parish? We've got a report here. Says the flag is back up. I had a lot of people missing it. Well, we'll check in with Ryan Lambert to verify that. But we do have an unconfirmed report now that the favorite flag is back up. Here's one says, good morning, Mr. Don. Any update on the oil spill in Tanchipahoa River? I heard that it reached the big lake. Talking about Lake Maurepas, probably eventually Pontchartrain. Of course, but the further it gets and the wider air it gets, the more diluted it comes. I'm sure they're doing some testing, and I'm sure there's going to be some pretty negative results in the Tanchipahoa, the upper river reaches, and maybe they'll do some samplings of some fish and vegetation, and we haven't got an impact yet. But as soon as I get any of that, I'll be glad to put it out. All right, here's one says, good morning. Caught my first triple tail, Golden Meadow. Was kind of surprised. Yeah, it's kind of a mystery fish. We don't get a lot of them here in Louisiana, but a lot of them do make it this far to the west. And it's a very delicious eating saltwater fish. Kind of looks like a giant crappie or sockeye, but it's a saltwater fish. It's aggressive, and if you can find one floating up underneath the crab trap float, you put something in front of it, it's likely to strike it. All right, we're hearing also, say, getting a good morning from Big Earl, listening to us in New Orleans, Louisiana. Good to have you with us, Earl. All right, we'll come back after this. I'm going to tell you about that Atchafalaya Basin Freshwater Fisheries meeting. I'm calling it a State of the Basin Report, and you are invited. I'll tell you how to get there or how to Zoom it. And also, we got some items coming up on some our calendar, tell you about some events you might want to take part in. More fishing reports. That's mainly what we do here. In fact, Josh Sykes is going to join us from Toledo Bend shortly, and we'll talk about lake turnover up there and how to deal with it. Back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, getting back to one of those text messages we got earlier about the oil spill. Actually, it was not an oil spill as you think of oil spills out in the Gulf in the Tangipahoa River. There was an accident at a a chemical plant in Tangipahoa Parish, and due to the washing out of it and the cleanup, a lot of it got into the area creeks, and that fed into the rivers, and from the ditches into the rivers and into the lake and probably into Lake Pontchartrain. So anyway, hopefully there's some monitoring going on, and we'll have some information on that. And I have not seen any warnings about not getting into the water or not eating any fish or seafood, crabs, or anything else that comes out of that area. But we'll certainly keep an eye on it. All right, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify. When I come back, I'm going to tell you about that State of the Basin report that's going to be coming up Thursday in Baton Rouge, and you may just want to attend that. We'll be back to do it, but first, let's pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. At some point, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries freshwater biologists issued a survey that was sent out to recreational fishermen in Louisiana, and they got some results back asking preferences, asking for comments, and they're going to be hosting a public meeting to talk about the current state of the recreational freshwater fishing in the Atchafalaya River Basin. This is going to be coming up Thursday evening from 5:30 to 8:30 at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries headquarters office in Baton Rouge on Quail Drive. That's a pretty good time. Most of the commission meetings and other meetings are held during business hours and work hours when people can't get there. This is going to allow some people, at any rate, to get off of work and make it over there. But if you can't, earlier this week I suggested to them that they put it up on Zoom, like they do with their commission meetings, where you can sit at home and watch it on your computer. And in some cases, it's available where you can actually participate. You can submit comments and ask questions. I don't know if it'll be that sophisticated. And they got back to me, and they said they did. They were able to accomplish that. So if you can't make that in person, again, that's 5:30 to 7:30 Thursday, September 18th, this coming Thursday, at the office of Department of Wildlife and Fisheries on Quail Drive, Baton Rouge. If you go to their website, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and look across the highlighted items, you're going to see one that talks about the Atchafalaya Basin public meeting. And if you click on there, you will see a Zoom location for the webinar. And all you have to do is simply click on that, and it'll walk you through the steps to where you can listen to it, watch, and participate through your computer. This is going to be a very important meeting. The Atchafalaya Basin is a very extensive area. Maybe as many, if not more, fishermen from Louisiana who fish freshwater fish there. I know Toledo Bend's probably a close second, but due to the close populations of Lafayette and Baton Rouge, it's an extremely popular area. Gets a lot of pressure, bass, sockeye, brim fishing, and in fact, all species. It's got a lot of other lesser-known species there, too. Excellent catfish area. And if you have suggestions on what you think, maybe some regulations that might make it better or protect it more, or something you think needs to be addressed and you want your voice heard, I strongly suggest going in person to that meeting, or if not, at least getting on to the Zoom. And there will be a way to email them with your concerns, any comments that you should have put on there. But if you're going to complain about, well, I needed to do this, and why don't they do this? Well, if you don't participate and have your voice heard, then, you know, you're talking to the wind. So you got to get it to the people who are in the decision-making positions. And what the biologists do is they take the information gathered from the public, their own research. They make presentations to the commission on what they think. Some issues are strictly public-driven. Others are science-driven. And they present those to the commission, which is the policy-making board of the Wildlife and Fisheries, and they take votes on it. And that's how we get new regulations and changes and season dates and those type of things. So very important meeting. I'm calling it the State of the Basin meeting. And if you can, please make it in person. I guarantee you I'll be Zoomed in on Thursday evening at 5:30. All right, we also have the National Hunting and Fishing Day coming up. It's both a national and a state celebration. And here in Louisiana, we have some official National Hunting and Fishing Day celebrations that go on September 27th. It's the last Saturday of the month, and it's free family fun. And there are several locations throughout the state. There's one in Baton Rouge. There's one in Senla, Monroe, and Bodcaw. And they have hands-on shooting and fishing activities, demonstrations of archery, frog catching, how to kayak. There's door prizes, lots of giveaways. And if you want to find out exactly where those locations are, again, the best source is go to their website and look under the 2025 Louisiana's National Hunting and Fishing Day. And that's going to be September the 27th. Now, something else going on that day. Stock to Camp. This is a new event. First time it's ever been held at Aquistapace Wine and Cheese. There's going to be some conservation organizations. CCA will be represented. Delta Waterfowl. Martian Bayou Pack Gun Range. So there'll be some gear. And there's also going to be some wine and spirits and food, things that you might want to stock the camp up as we head into the fall hunting and fall fishing seasons. And also, while you're there, you might want to register for some of those great prizes. I know they're giving away some grills and coolers and a stove and things like that. So it's Aquistapace Wine and Cheese. It's on Causeway Boulevard in Mandeville. It'll be from noon to 5 on Saturday, September 27th. So before or after your trip, stop by and see me. We'll talk a little bit about hunting and fishing. We love to do it. That's what we do every Saturday morning right here. All right, and coming back after this quick three-minute pause, Josh Sykes from Bent Rods Guide Service up in Toledo Bend is going to join us. We're going to talk about the turnover situation on Toledo Bend, how to deal with it, and get some fishing tips and reports. All that's next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I wanted to talk about lake turnover this morning. It's a phenomenon that happens usually twice a year in freshwater primarily areas where what happens is during summer and winter, the lake water, which is, you know, usually by the time summer and fall get here, the water is kind of stratified based on its temperature and density. Well, as the water starts to cool and there's less direct sunlight on it and the temperatures get a little bit cooler, it actually becomes denser and it sinks. It drops down. And what happens is it forces the water on the bottom to force upward. So it's actually a turnover. The water turns over. The water on the top goes to the bottom. The bottom comes to the top. And it really is a good thing for the water body because what it does is it reoxygenates the area because it brings oxygen to the bottom and redistributes growth of vegetation and but it does affect the fish in the lakes. And this is the time of the year where generally it occurs, and hopefully we'll get Josh on to talk about it because it was starting to happen. In fact, I think it's probably in full swing right now up at Toledo Bend, and I want to get his opinion on how the professionals deal with it and how you might be able to deal with it to overcome the problems that are associated with it. All right, and while we're waiting to get him, I got a couple of text messages in here. I'm hearing from our friend David. He's over on the Alabama coast. He says he really enjoyed the latest Bayou Wild features, the one with the crabby kids where we took the kids out for a last fling before school started a summertime crabbing trip and let them do the whole thing. Let them bait the traps and shake the crabs. They even helped boil the crabs. Had a lot of fun with that. And also last week's Mighty Miguel episode. If you haven't seen that, it's one of our Hunt Fish of a Lifetime episodes. We had an 11-year-old youngster that came from Cleveland, Ohio, he and his mom. His fish of a lifetime, this is something that's offered through an organization called Hunt of a Lifetime where they offer terminally ill kids the trip of their lifetime. They get to pick hunting or fishing what it is. He wanted to catch a big redfish in Louisiana. So we made that happen with our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert. And good fortunes when we do these features work out, he fished hard and he caught his big fish and his mom even caught one too. So you can catch those episodes of Bayou Wild TV on any of our stations. We have a network set up across the Gulf Coast. And if you go to the website of BayouWildTV.com, you'll see the times and the stations where the programs air. And if none of those work for you, you can always go to our YouTube channel. We have Bayou Wild TV YouTube, and you can catch all those episodes there. All right, I believe we have Josh on with us now. Josh, you with us?
Yes, sir. How are you this morning?
Hey, good. I was explaining what happens with lake turnover, and it occurs up there on Toledo Bend, and I think you guys were in it just recently. What's your stage right now, and how do you deal with it in order to keep fishing successfully when you got water switching from top to bottom?
Yeah, yeah. So we had a lot of rain this past really this past month, and we had some cool rain and some cool weather last week, and really it caused that surface temperature to drop about 10 degrees. And typically when that happens in the month of September, we start seeing a little bit of sign of lake turnover, but and early this week, we had some really hard turnover. You can see a lot of scum bubbles all over the top of the water, just brown bubbles. You see a lot of residue on your boat when you take your boat out of the water. That's always a sign that the lake's turning over. And basically what that is your surface temperature cools down, that water sinks to the bottom. The water below the thermocline on the bottom of the lake rises to the top, and it brings a lot of residue to the top and really a lack of oxygen in the water, too. And so kind of our plan, when I see that lake turnover, immediately I know that the fish, number one, is kind of going to be in a funk. It's not good for the fishing. It typically takes about a week for the fishing to really get back right. But what I typically do is I start going up a little bit shallower because the turnover is not nearly as bad in shallow water as it is in deep water, just simply because the temperature between the bottom and the top of the water column isn't nearly as radical of a difference as it is out in deep water. So there's more oxygen in shallow water. A lot of the fish will push up shallow. The bait will push up shallow. And we can typically still get up shallow and catch some fish.
That makes sense. You know, in some really bad cases and where it's extensive and the fish get trapped, you can actually have fish kills. Has there been any kills up there?
A little bit. Not a major fish kill at all. But as you're running down the lake, you know, you'll see every once in a while you'll see a big buffalo or you might see a big catfish or something dead floating. But it really doesn't affect it because Toledo being such a large fishery, even when the lake is turning over, they can typically find an area of the lake that still has good oxygen levels and somewhere that, where they can still survive and they're not going to die from it on Toledo Bend.
Where have you been concentrating and what have you been catching?
So for bass, we've been concentrating in the mid-lake area from Pendleton Bridge down to about the Housing area. And we've been fishing a lot of grass. And reason being because of the oxygen levels being low in the water with the turnover, that grass produces oxygen. And so a lot of the fish move into the grass. And so we're throwing chatterbaits, topwater baits. We're seeing a little bit of school in action on top of the grass right now. Catching some on a frog in the thick grass. And then just dragging a light Texas rig worm through the grass and catching some fish as well. And then for crappie, we're fishing more on the north end of the lake right now. Fishing a lot of natural structure, natural timber, natural laydowns, and up a lot shallower than most people realize. Most people think when it gets hot, fish go super deep, but we're actually catching our crappie in about 8 to 12 foot of water right now until we get in.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, fishing for bass in the grass with chatterbaits and topwaters, they're blowing them up on board. That gets me going for sure. Josh, if somebody wants to book a trip up there to Toledo Bend, give them your information. How do they reach you?
Yes, sir. They can look us up on our website, www.bentrodsguideservice.com, or they can call me directly at 318-308-5818.
All right, my friend. Thank you for the tips. We always appreciate it, and good luck this weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There he goes, Captain Josh Sykes, Bent Rods Guide Service. All right, coming back on the backside of this break, we go to Grand Isle. We're going to check in with our buddy, Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. Always got some good advice for fishing down along the island. Back with him right after this. All right, let me check my radar here. It had expired. Looked like that little bit of shower off of Grand Isle actually moved a little bit further out into the Gulf, but I don't know what it's doing with the residual winds, but I bet you Darrell Carpenter can tell us. Darrell, good morning. What's the situation down there as far as the winds and tides this morning?
Don, the tide's in check a little bit. We've been having big, big tides in the middle of the night, but it's in check a little bit with that north wind blowing, but it's not bad. It's not a bad north wind. Heck, until you mentioned it, I didn't even know that we had weather off the coast. So we didn't really see any effects from it. We got, I don't know, maybe a 5-7 mile an hour north wind.
Yeah, looks like just some light rain out there, so it's pretty good looking day. Well, with that north wind blowing, what's the situation? Where do you head? Front side, back side, both sides?
Well, Don, I mean, I was listening to the show as I was waiting, and I got to say, I think our transition's in full swing. The backside has been the better place this past weekend, and compared to what we've put up with all summer after these freezes and stuff, this past week has been really one of the better weeks we've had of fishing all year long. Really, really nice fish. I mean, I'm talking on the low side, 16 to 18 inch fish, on the high side, 22 to 24 inch fish. And the numbers are starting to come up, and most of them are being caught on the interior reefs, close to the coast, but the interior reefs. Those fish are starting to move. All the fish I cleaned this week and after we talked last week, all the females are still, they've got egg sacs. They look like they're, if it makes any sense, it you can tell the spawn's coming to an end. The egg sacs aren't nearly as big or robust, but they were. So we, you know, we do have that one last spawn to go. And Don, I'm just talking good quality fish, and it's been done mostly with live bait. They just have not gotten real hard on the plastics this year, whether it be shrimp, croakers, pinfish, or pogies. You know, they're wanting that live bait. And it could be that, you know, with the fewer fish we had after our natural disasters this year and the pressure that's been put on them, it could be those fish are just getting finicky for right now. There's not a whole lot of them. You're not finding, you know, the big schools like we used to, but when you do find them, they're just a little bit picky. They want a real picky presentation, and a lot of times it's the live bait that wins over.
Yep, well, you just got to be better fishing. But I tell you, 16 to 24-inch trout on the inside, yes, I'd say transition is in. Those interior reefs, what's the best way for people to locate those?
Well, Don, some of them are old, you know, just knowledge. You got to put in the time and go. A lot of them, the CCA reefs, you know, the reefs that have been built over the years, the Hotel Cid reef is one of them, the Independence Island reef, which is, if we had to start grading reefs and where they were put, that Independence Island reef is the best reef that's ever been built. And it's large, so I've seen as many as 30, 35 boats fishing it at one time. But those types of things, there's little shelves here and there. You know, I used to do this when I fished offshore, when my primary business was offshore. I try to tell everybody, if you stop long enough to, if you're stopping to pick up a hat that blew out of the boat, if you're stopping to eat a sandwich or drink a Coke, put your depth finder on, because you're going to find bottom features that you never knew existed if you're going slow enough to see them. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of little shelves and stuff out there that you just got to find, and you got to spend the time and the knowledge to actually locate them.
Yeah, great advice. Darryl, if somebody wants to get a hold of you now that, you know, school's back in and things are kind of quieting down, you know how that island gets as you get into the fall and winter. You see tumbleweed blowing down Highway 1 sometime. How do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. RealScreamers.com has the majority of the information on it. Or just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right. Keep on putting them in the boat and keep on giving us the info. We really appreciate it, Darryl.
Real quick, as we close out, we had our first good redfish trip, dedicated redfishing trip, and look, the redfish are doing daggum good right now.
And they're real pretty, I understand.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Got that bright, bright orange color. All right, Darryl, thanks again. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, Captain Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. All right, on the back side of the top of the hour break, we're going to be checking in with Captains Mike Gallo. We have our paddler's report with Eric Mohabarak. He'll be commenting on the redfish rumble that's going on. Captain Ryan Lambert, he's got that eagle eye out for some teal ducks. We'll see how they are invading the Burris area and confirm for sure if the flag is back up or not. Also, we'll get to your text messages at 504-260-1870. And also, going to tell you about a bad boy of the outdoors. He was the outstanding character of the 32 Louisiana hunters who got citations for violating dove hunting rules opening weekend. He's our bad boy of the outdoors. All that stuff is still to come on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And here's what's going on this Saturday morning. Well, we got almost no rain out there anywhere on the radar from Pensacola all the way to Beaumont, Texas. Got some wind out there. Got some north in it, some north and east, about 8 to 15, a real strong tidal range, about a 1.6 in most areas. Mississippi River is dropping somewhere around 3 foot. And we've also got some temperatures still up there in the Gulf and in the lakes, but dropping and bringing out some changes. And that's kind of the theme of our program this morning. Freshwater lakes are turning over the transitional period of movement of speckled trout, white trout, from the open waters into the interior marshes has taken place, and that's kind of what we're talking about. We're also taking your text messages at 504-260-1870. I got this one comes in from PJ, Army vet, saying aloha, good morning. He's checking in from Honolulu. He's listening to us on the app. It's 12:36 a.m. there and says he wouldn't miss the show for anything. The shore fishing here is good. Go Tigers, tear them gators up. You know, I can kind of identify with you there, PJ. You know, back when I was in the Army, I was one of the last soldiers drafted, and I was sent to serve my duty in Germany. And there really, I mean, if you think about it, there was no internet. There was hardly any communication with back home. And there were two things that kind of kept me going. One was a magazine called Gridiron. It was like a statewide football publication that covered the college scene, and all of the Saints were just like maybe a year or two around by then. And the high school and college was a complete guide to Louisiana football. And the other magazine was called Louisiana Conservationist, which a lot of you are probably familiar with. And I used to have my family wrap those up and send them to me each month when they came out. And I just really look forward to going. It was just a little piece of home way over there in Germany. And eventually I ended up becoming a writer photographer for Louisiana Conservationist. It was a monthly magazine back then. It went to bi-monthly, then it went to semi. And I think it's still around, but possibly only online now. But what a great magazine that was. Anybody remember Louisiana Conservationist? Boy, I had some great hunting and fishing information and photography in it. Anyway, those are things I know what you're talking about. Keeps you going while you're over there in Honolulu and you're missing home, PJ. And as far as your Go Tigers, tear them gators up, yeah, gator season's in right now. Now, it's been my experience whenever LSU plays Florida and it's during the open alligator season, what you're going to see when you go walking through those oaks where the tailgate's taking place right outside of Death Valley, there's going to be some bloody gator heads hanging in the trees. And on the grills by the tailgaters, there's going to be alligator tails smoking on the grill. So you got heads in the oak trees, tails on the grills. You know it's an LSU Florida game going on up at Death Valley. And that's going to be going on around 6:30 this evening. You can hear it on many of these same radio stations. All right, so here we got coming up this hour. Mike Gallo is going to check in with us. We're going to find out what the transition stage is where he fishes. Also, we'll check in with Captain Eric Mohabarak about the Redfish Rumble, one of the big kayak tournaments going on where they're in pursuit of redfish. And also Captain Ryan Lambert, he's had his eye out for the blue-winged teal. It's opening up next Saturday morning in his area in Burris. And get him to give a confirmation, is the flag in Burris back up or not? A lot of people missing that flag. A great indicator of wind speed and wind direction when you're heading down there. We'll be back to chat with those guys and take your text messages at 504-260-1870. Why? Because this is the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born in the Bayou guy is Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures of Louisiana, and his report is brought to you each week by CETO. Now, you know, I've been telling you now, you get a great deal with CETO. You can't beat it. They are the ones that are like a AAA on the water. Whatever your problem is, if you got a problem on the water, you run out of fuel, you need a jump start for an electrical problem, motor broke down, need to get towed back in, whatever it is to get you back safely, they take care of it. And for 12 months, it's $249 a year. It's renewable after that. No matter how many times they need to come get you, rescue you, provide you stuff, it's all covered. But right now, only during this month of September, there are 3 free months additionally. In other words, you get a 15-month special for $249, and you can do that by mentioning SELA15. That's SELA15 when you check out. You can go online at CETO.com, put that promo code in. You'll get 15 months for the price of 12. Or you can call Captain Chris. He'll be happy to hear from you. 504 301-4545. They'll sign you up as a member, and then you will be good for 15 months, and then after that, it is renewable each and every year. And if you talk to anyone that's ever had to call CETO, or if they've had to call CETO without a policy, you will understand the value of becoming a member. All right, we're gonna, hopefully we'll find Captain Mike. We got him. We found him. He's out there in the marsh someplace. Mike, you're not lost, are you?
I'm not lost, Don. I don't know how I missed your call, but I got to know.
Well, if you ever get lost out there, we're all in trouble. Hey, what's been going on with the transition? That's what everybody's been talking about. Has it happened in your area? Is it underway, or is it not yet started?
I would say it's underway, Don. What we're seeing is a lot of small fish. If you sit in one place any length of time, you may catch 20 or 30, and out of that 20 or 30, you may be able to keep 4 or 5. And it just seems like that's the pattern no matter where you go. So they're a bit of everywhere and they're a bit of nowhere. You know what I mean? You just got to move and catch what you can. What we're going to do today is see if we can find redfish. And if we get lucky and catch our limit of redfish, then we may go try for some trout because we already know that they're in transition.
You going to look for those redfish around Lake Bourne, or are you making the trip across the big lake to Biloxi?
I am going to first start near Sand Bayou. I'm sure people are scrambling to their maps to see where Sand Bayou is. But it's not far from the Wrigley's, and we're going to give that a try first thing. And if it doesn't pan out for me, we'll cut across the lake and hit the Biloxi Marsh.
Yeah, you can pretty well count on those redfish being in that Biloxi Marsh almost all year long. Have you ever found any time of year where there's not at least a few redfish cruising around those ponds?
I think they're always in there. I would say during the heat of summer when the oxygen levels get to be a little lower than the redfish would like, they sort of migrate out the center of the marsh and work their way closer to the perimeter where there's a larger body of water nearby, which is cooler and, you know, affords them a little more oxygen.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the really unique things about fishing at Biloxi Marsh is the tranquility and the peace. I mean, you just don't see many people there.
Well, a lot of times when I go to the marina in the morning, if I'm fishing bait, if the marina parking lot's full of cars, then that lets me know there's going to be a lot of people in the local area, and it may sway my decision to head to Wolf Marsh where I can not have so much boat traffic. And, you know, the boat traffic creates noise, and the noise will make the fish a little skittish.
Yeah, well, you know, a couple things I got to ask you. We always got people want to know about a triple tail report. Seen any on you, any adventures this week?
I haven't seen any this week, but we're always looking for them. So on my way out, if there's enough light, and definitely on my way back, we'll be looking for them.
I know you keep pretty good records. What month would you say is the hottest month of all for triple tail, for finding them? Is it September or October?
I might say August. Mm-hmm. You have less wind, and your ability to see them is a little bit better. Anytime your water temperature is over 74 is when they'll be in our area. So I've caught them as early as May and as late as mid-October, and the water temperatures were both very close to 74 at that time. So anytime I have that water temperature, I got my eyes looking for them.
Got it. And, you know, since you've been hanging around with me, I've made you one of my blue-winged teal field guide reporters. What have you seen any there across the road from the camp on the refuge?
I haven't seen any across the road, but I was over in Polecat Bend not long ago, which is also close to Sand Bayou.
Right.
And I saw a little flock of teal flying low to the grass, moving kind of fast.
Yeah, so maybe that Pearl River Marsh might be holding a few on that lower end.
It wouldn't surprise me, especially with this high water, and it's that time of year.
Absolutely. Well, that high water might help you get in there and find those redfish, and we hope it does. Somebody wants to get a hold of you, Mike, and do some trout, redfishing type stuff, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Very simple. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. Social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. or you can just call direct, 985-781-7811.
That is simple, and we are simple kind of guys, right?
I like it simple.
Me too. Mike, go get them, my friend. We'll check out how you did next week.
All righty, Don. We'll talk to you then.
And there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, our Born on the Bayou guy. All right, for those of you who like to paddle for your fish, get up real close and personal in a kayak. Well, we got Eric Mohabarak of Louisiana Kayak Company is going to join us, and he's going to talk a little bit about the Redfish Rumble. That's what's going on today for the kayakers who like to compete. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Yeah, go ahead and stroke that kayak. Get it going, moving, or pedal it. I like the pedal models myself, and some people even prefer the little electric motors on them now. But either way you go, it's a great way to fish. You get up close and personal with the fish. Keep things simple for simple people who fish. And our Paddler's Report each week is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. You talk about some guys who know their kayak and their paddle fishing. These guys know it all. They're also a fly shop specialist. Got the latest gear, fishing tackle that's used in the area. Paddle sports equipment. They've got kayaks. You can also demo them there and ask about their fly tying and fly fishing classes that they hold occasionally. You'll find No Wake Outfitters at 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. And when you go in, you could come out looking real sharp because they've got some great fishing apparel. That's No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Captain Eric Mohabarak joins us now. And, Eric, I guess the thing we need to talk about is the Redfish Rumble. It's going on today where they're looking for two heaviest redfish under that 26-inch limit to be safe. And they'll be weighing in and fishing at Basson's and Point of Chien. I think the weigh-in's at Point of Chien. What time is it if people want to drop by and catch the weigh-in and talk to some of those kayakers?
Yeah, good morning, Don. The two spots you can fish is one out of Basson's, like you said, and Point of Chien. The weigh-in is at 3 p.m. to 3:30. So you got to be in there by 3 p.m. And it's all artificial lures. Motors are allowed in this tournament. It should be interesting. It should catch some nice fish over there, you know, with the fish moving around and stuff like they're doing in this transitional time of year. You know, there's been some good advice put out there on the radio show this morning. That's good for anybody to listen to, from the other captains out there. But it should be pretty exciting.
What do you predict it's going to take to win it? Two fish now, under 26.
I'm going to say 13 pounds.
Now, that's pretty respectable. I was going to say maybe even 14, given the conditions, because we got a good, strong tide range and some nice fishing conditions. So we'll see. We'll see what comes up with it. But I think it's going to be in that neighborhood anyway.
Yep. I think so, too. Definitely. And it's all.
Where would you choose? If you were fishing it, would you fish Basson's or Point of Chien?
I'd hit Basson's for sure. I'd hit Basson's for sure. I like that area better. You know, and with the trolling motors now, you can get pretty much anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So it gives you more advantage over distance covered. But I'd do Basson's for sure. Now, in the shallow ponds, you got to lift your motors up. But, you know, and the Basson's would be better, I think.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're getting towards that time of year where those Plaquemines Parish marshes fill up with those beautiful orange pumpkin-looking redfish. What's going on over there? They're starting to show up?
Yeah, they're starting to show up down in Port Sulphur, Myrtle Grove. They seem to be in the cuts, you know, like hanging around the cooler water, coming up into the ponds a little bit in the morning, and then, you know, hanging on the outside, some reefs, some oyster reefs and stuff like that. Looks good. You'll catch a few trout, too, here and there, you know, the smaller ones. You do catch a few keepers now. It's getting ready to take off. It's right on that verge of just going crazy. And you know, it happens every year. You know, as long as the river stays there, we're all good.
Yep. Got some mixed catches in the Pontchartrain for people who want to put in there.
Yeah, Dehan, I guess word's out that the shrimp are on the seawall, so you might as well go out and throw a cast net. More towards the end of Landry's area, it seems like. They're also catching some puppy drum along the causeway. Now, you got to pick your days before you go paddle from Bonneville over to the causeway, unless you're going to throw off the levee. But still, pick your day with the wind, wear your life vest, go with a friend, you know, or if you're experienced enough, go by yourself. But it's always good to have a friend there, let somebody know where you're going in the lake.
You know, I was out there by that lakefront area last week, and that did you know that there's a kayak rental facility right there on the other side of the
lake? Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I did. You know, I did see that.
Yeah, I guess it's coin operated, huh?
I think it's a credit card, and they must probably send you the app or something like that, the number to the gate or whatever. Yeah. You know, but man, they could have made it a little bit easier to launch it. That kayak launch. I mean, it's only what 50 yards to the launch. You got to park and drag all your stuff. Yeah. It's easier to launch at Bonneville right there off the back of your truck and come around.
Hopefully you're kind of traveling light when you do go there. They probably didn't really keep the fishermen in mind as much as they did just the paddlers. Anyway, getting a little bit of report on those Mississippi flounder along the Gulf Coast there.
Yeah, Don, it's that time of year they're starting to slow down. They're still catching them now, you know what I mean? So it's still worth going. It's just it's slowing it down. My buddy, you know, been checking them out on a regular basis. And it's just the time of year they start to slow down.
All right. Anything else before you go?
I heard they were catching some kings out in Florida, in the Pensacola area out there, which is always fun to get out there because you never know what you're going to catch when you're out off them beaches there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eric, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and they want to do a kayak charter trip, you're one of the few people that do it.
Yeah.
Tell them how to get you on Facebook.
It's at the Louisiana Kayak Company on Facebook, the Louisiana Kayak Company on Instagram, or you can get in touch with me through you, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or just give me a text or a call, 504-313-8292.
Sounds good, Eric. Have a good one, and we'll see how that 13 holds up next week.
Yeah, let's see what happens. I don't know who's up next week, but yeah, 13, I'm going to call 13.
All right, my friend.
All right. All right, Don, you be good, man. See you later.
See you soon. Eric Mohabarak, he's paddling off into the sunrise. All right, we come back after this. You know what time it is. It's Bad Boys of the Outdoors. 32 of them violated dove hunting. That's the ones that got caught. And we got one in particular who was our outstanding selection. He's our Bad Boy of the Outdoors for the week, and his story is next. You'll hear it here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, we had a listener a little while ago talking about the tearing up the alligators, and I was talking about the gator that you'll be smelling on the grills at the LSU tailgate. It's become a popular item out there. An alligator has become popular over the years. How many alligator eaters do we have out there? Now, we know alligators have been eating humans for a long time, ever since both have been around, but now we're kind of turning the tables on them. If you have eaten alligator, do you like it, and what is your favorite recipe? Text me at 504-260-1872. Really, three things I like with it. Alligator tacos are absolutely delicious. The fried alligator tail. And I do enjoy a good alligator stew made with the shoulder meat. You know, the alligator has different colored meat. The ribs and shoulder is kind of a darker meat, where the tail is almost a white meat, kind of a grayish meat. More like a chicken or a frog. But anyway, how do you like your alligator? And have you been to LSU Florida game when the Gators are in town? I'm wondering how intimidated are those those Florida fans dressed in their little orange and blue when they come walking underneath the oak trees and the blood from an alligator head is about a 10-foot alligator's dripping on their shirt. I wonder how badly that intimidates them. Anyway, that's going to be going on this evening up in Baton Rouge, and unfortunately I won't be part of it, but you may be. All right, right after this quick 10-second pause, we're going to talk about some bad boys and bad girls took part in the opening weekend of dove season. Their stories next, right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, if you've been listening to this show for any of the 36 years I've been doing it, you know that every year, and I mean without fail, dove baiting and other violations on opening weekend are as sure as the sun rises in the east. And last weekend was no exception. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries enforcement agents cited four women. Maybe we need to get the bad girl song in on this, too. And 27 men, ranging in ages from 18 to 59, and one unidentified juvie. 32 subjects in all for violations ranging from hunting over bait, hunting without licenses, taking over the limit, hunting with unplugged and stolen guns to violating non-toxic shot requirements on a wildlife management area. The sweep covered eight parishes from Tensaw and Vernon in the north to West Baton Rouge and St. James in the south, and confiscated 219 doves that were donated to local charities who were very happy to get them. For his being a convicted felon dove hunter with a firearm in possession that incidentally was unplugged as well as stolen in Navarre's Parish, facing up to a $5,000 fine, 20 years in jail, is 36-year-old Chris Lacombe of Marksville, Louisiana, our pick this week for Bad Boy of the Outdoors. Yeah, we even had four women get in on the action. You know, it's not often we get bad. We actually have a bad girl song. I think it is it Donna Summer that sings it, whoever it is. Anyway, we do have occasionally, but the men far outnumber the women. I guess they also far outnumber the women, the percent who actually hunt and fish. But the violators, over the years, I've seen a little bit of an increase in the women. But for the most part, I think women are more honest about their hunting and fishing than men. Anyway, that's our bad boy story, and it happens every year. And I would think with duck season opening up, teal season on the 20th, which is next Saturday, and then when we get into the November regular season, it's kind of the same thing. We'll have some cases to talk about for baiting and hunting with unplugged guns and using lead shot instead of non-toxic and all those typical violations. All right, let's see. We got one recipe for gator. Wrap it in bacon, brush it with garlic butter, and put it on the smoker. Melt in your mouth good. I agree with that. That is an excellent way to eat alligator. Of course, now you're probably talking about the tail meat there. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk to a gator hunter, a real-life gator hunter, Captain Ryan Lambert. He's also a real-life duck hunter and a real-life fisherman. He does it all. He's our plastic man. We nickname him that in case you haven't heard before. He doesn't like to fish with that nasty old dead or live bait. He likes to use the artificials. His name is Captain Ryan Lambert, and we're going to get him to check on that flag in Burris. Hopefully he's in Burris to take a look at it. We'll be back to talk to him right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, joins us. And, Ryan, first question, can you confirm that the Burris flag is back there at the ballpark?
Well, I'm looking at it right now. It's half-mast for Charlie and dead slack, indicating zero wind.
Well, it's good to have it back, and keep it slack for now anyway. But now next week when teal season comes in, we want a little bit of breeze on it.
Well, I tell you what, there's no teal, buddy. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Well, that can change.
I alligator hunted yesterday, and I bet I didn't see 20. I mean, I went all over.
Mm. Well, how was the alligator hunt?
Good, good. We got the five we needed, and pretty good ones. Like the ones we got with the boys, and got them cleaned up. And we're gonna eat alligator tonight. Actually, we're gonna have a sauce pecan, and we're gonna do some fried stuff appetizers, so yeah, it ought to be great.
Yeah, I'm getting some recipes in on the text board. People are enjoying their alligator. What's your favorite way? Do you like it in that sauce pecan the best, or is there a different recipe?
I really like sauce pecan. I can eat my weight in it, but I also like to take the muscle in the tail and cut it up and put in a little raspberry vinaigrette and honey and let it sit and then fry it real quick fry. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Ooh, I'm going to have to try that. I'm sure those ladies that cook for you down there can come up with something unique for alligator down there. They always do.
Well, I fix it if it ain't broke.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we got gators. Hopefully we'll have some teal by next week. Where are the fish? What's been going on fish-wise?
A lot of reds. The trout is still in transition. They'll be making their move into the inside in 2 weeks. Day after teal season, they'll come floating in here, and we'll start whacking on them inside. Right now, they're still off on them rigs and stuff way out in Breton, but they'll be coming pretty soon. You know, if you want to make the run, you can catch them, but it's a good little run out the central and those rigs out that way.
Yeah. I'm looking at that river. Man, it's getting low. Are we going to get a saltwater wedge in it? What stage does it start giving you problems down there where you're getting saltwater up in your intakes and all?
Well, it's 3.5 right now, and, you know, it'll start backing up anything under 3, and it's going to hang around 3 for a little bit here. So, you know, it's it'll be a little bit. You know, it's hanging right there. And then it's going to slide down in the twos later on and right in time for the trout to get in the river. And, oh, my God, you know, I like that time of year.
Yeah, I know. That is your absolute favorite one, that river. So you say two is the magical mark. Is that what you like to see?
Oh, no. Anything right now, you know, it's time. It's way up here where I'm at, it'll be November 1st. They'll come sliding in here. They'll be going downriver and getting in the spillways here shortly, probably 1st of October. They'll get in there, you know, sometime, you know, midweek in October. Mm-hmm. And you can run down there and start catching them, or you just wait till November. But they'll be in all the bays right 1st of November, 1st of October, because, you know, they just come in. All the bay come. It's like magic, like they got their own calendar or something.
What you examine the stomach contest. What are they feeding on in river? They're catching, are they eating crawfish, grass shrimp, all of the above?
A lot of mullet and pogies, and, you know, an inner marshes right there, they'll eat some crawfish. But lots of shrimp, you know, there's tons of shrimp in the marsh, so they're pretty opportunistic. They're going to bite whatever comes their way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, you like to use
it. I hope they bite a crankbait today.
Yeah, I know you don't like to use that shrimp, but the other stuff works just as well. So it sounds like things are pretty much all on time. I mean, wow, the teal has got me puzzled. You know, of course, they said the numbers are down, and that's why they justified cutting us down to a 9-day season, but you know, normally we get our share no matter what in Louisiana.
Yeah, well, they got 4.3 million of them, so there's a bunch. But with this east wind, you know, the wind would push on them going toward the central flyway. You know, people don't believe in that, but if a boat and everything else gets pushed by the wind off course a little bit, I'm sure with this east wind they pushed a little bit. But we had some last week, a few, but like I said, they just passing through, so we'll get another charge of them. Any little front comes through, or the days are getting shorter. You know, it's just getting daylight right now. You know, it's 6:30, got daylight, so the days are getting shorter, and all that plays into it.
Yep. Okay, so will you be in the blind when we call you next Saturday morning?
Probably so, if I'm breathing.
All right, well, which dog are you gonna have with you?
Both
dogs. All right.
Well, yeah, they're in fat school right now. They're in the fat form. Kenley didn't want to go. She laid on the floor and said, "Come on, Ma, don't make me go."
No, I don't believe
she's
Kenley.
Not feed me. He's gonna make me run. And, you know, she went to Carl and she didn't want to go. Like, this soap is too good, baby.
Yeah. Well, once she sees those guns and sees a camouflage and smells some feathers and stuff,
now she wants to work. She just didn't want to go to Carl this time because. She knows that the work was there. Now, Carly, she was waiting in the truck.
Good to have that competition. Well, sounds like y'all going to have some fun, so we're going to let you get to it, and we'll be talking to you from the blind next week, and hopefully there'll be something you'll be shooting at.
Yeah, I hope so, buddy.
And all your gator tags are gone? You filled them all, or you got a few?
Oh, no, I still got 7 more that I got to sell, and I got to kill some this week. And next week, but it goes all the way to December, so we'll get them done.
Well, what a great week to do it when we're playing Florida Gators. So if somebody wants to get one, tell them how to call you.
I sent enough meat up there yesterday for sauce pecans for everybody. Yeah, just call me on my cell phone at 504-559-5111.
Sounds good. See you next week.
All right, bud.
Okay. There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert. We call him the Plastic Man. All right, we come back after this. I'm going to get to some of those alligator favorites that are coming. And you got a favorite recipe for an alligator you want to share with our audience? Maybe something a little different, unique? 504-260-1870. We'll be back to do that and wrap up this week's episode, an edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I got some recipes coming in for alligator, if you enjoy that. Here's one from, I guess this is Chef Jean-Luc. He says, always enjoy your show. Thanks, Don. Alligator sauce pecan I cooked for Chef's Charity for Children 45 years ago. Man, you were one of the pioneers of alligator cooking doing it 45 years ago. Sherman in Covington says, alligator sauce pecan. There was a run in Baton Rouge every December put on by the Running Chicken Club. I seem to remember that name. That would cook it and serve to the runners after the race. Delicious. I'm not sure if they still do it. Seem like alligator sauce pecan and the tail and the bacon wrapped. All that seems real popular for alligator. I know I had alligator tacos at Drago's, and they were phenomenal. And I've actually done some of those at home because, man, that's just use the tail meat for that. Well, you could actually use the shoulder meat, too. All right, we were talking earlier about the Louisiana Conservationist magazine, and I asked if anybody remembered. And Big E from Thibodeau says, yeah, he remembers that magazine. And says, do you remember Field and Stream and Sports Afield? I used to read these at the library in my junior high and high school days in the early 70s. You know, Big E, I thought I was the only one that took Field and Stream and Sports Afield and stuck them in my books in the library so I could, in the pages of other books so I could read them. I guess I wasn't the only one doing that. Here's another one that says, in 1970, my sixth grade teacher encouraged us to send off for the free Louisiana Conservationist. That's right. It was a free magazine published by the State Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Got it monthly till it ended. I remember there was a recipe on the back page. That's from Kevin listening to us in Oak Ridge. Yeah, they had a lot of good recipes in the Conservationist magazine. And each month when whatever was in style or in vogue or in season, whether it be a teal hunt in September or turkey hunting in the spring, small game, rabbit and squirrel in October, November, geese and ducks, and then, you know, maybe in January, February, we'd get into like the goose season or maybe the rut season for the deer. And then in the spring, early, late spring, it would talk about bass fishing. And all summer long, all the saltwater fishing inshore for saltwater speckled trout. And, gee, I remember some of the writers. I mean, I've ended up writing for the magazine. I wrote mainly for it in the 1990s. But some of the names that you might remember that authored stories in there, Glenn Harris, who lives up in Monroe, good friend of mine. One of the early guys that wrote for Wildlife and Fisheries was McFadden Duffy. He wrote a really good book. I think it was called Confederate Foxes and Gray Ghosts and Confederate Foxes about squirrel hunting. Really great story. Frank Davis, of course, he was the editor of Louisiana Conservationist magazine. And what about the great Bob Marshall? What a writer he was. He wrote for the Times-Picayune for years, and he also did some magazine articles for the Conservationists. Lloyd Poisonneau, who was probably better known for his photography, excellent photographer for the Conservationists. Todd Masson, who was the editor of Louisiana Sportsman magazine, he was published in Conservation magazine, and probably one of the most unique and maybe funny writers that ever wrote for them was Humberto Fontova. Anybody remember him? And, of course, outdoor writer Joe Macaluso. But Joe, I don't think, was allowed by the Advocate to put anything in the Conservationist magazine, although he may have. But all of those outdoor journalists, that's kind of an industry that's gone by the wayside. There's no longer any full-color magazines. I guess there's a few still out there, but you hardly see them anywhere. Now everything is kind of online. It's briefly written, or it's very quick video-type stuff, and stories that lasted for pages and went into depth and detail and was supported with some beautiful photography. It's just not there anymore. You just don't see it. It's not part of the media landscape anymore, and I think that's a shame. But I've got a great collection of those conservation magazines. I started getting them while I kept some of my dad's, and originally it was all black and white. And, you know, every now and then I'll pull them out and I'll go through them and read them, and it's amazing what you'll find, that some of the predictions that were made back then, how they came true, and then some of the things that they, statements that were made, have been completely disproved by later technology and science. It's amazing comparing what's in some of those old magazines. And again, some really good photography that was done, and it was probably one of the better magazines ever put out in the state, and it was an absolute free publication. I think it went to a paid subscription at some point, and then kind of faded away into, I have to check. I think it's on their website, Department of Wildlife and Fishery. All right, here's one that says, a text message coming in from my friend, old man Sam, a regular listener. He says, Jack O'Connor taught me most everything I needed to know about firearms and ballistics. Outdoor Life magazine. Yeah, Outdoor Life, Field and Stream, Sports Afield. Those were more of a national publication where Louisiana conservationists really kind of hit home. You weren't likely to read about moose hunting in Saskatchewan, which is nothing wrong with that. And I think people do more travel hunting and fishing now than they've ever done. Travel has become much easier, where in the past people were more it was more conducive to doing local hunting and fishing, where now it's travel is a big part of it. All right, well, bringing back some memories there, and we'll see what happens with those Gators tonight and see if my prediction comes true. I think there's going to be some Gator heads in the Oaks and Gator tails on the grills. Ryan said he sent a bunch up there, so there's probably going to be some sauce pecan at the tailgate. Stop by there and before the game and enjoy it if you're headed up that way. All right, thanks for tuning in. We always appreciate you joining us for our little two-hour pre-journey into the great outdoors on your way to the camp, the deer stand, the duck blind, the fishing hole, the boat launch. You're invited again next week. We do this each and every week, two-hour journey, 5 to 7 a.m. And you can hear it right here on all of these stations on the Outdoors with Don DeBue Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.